Hi there, this is Mark Mulcahy with Level Star. It's about 20 to 6 in the morning here, and I'm sitting at my kitchen table with my first cup of coffee, and I want to show you how I use my icon on a daily basis. So, one of the things that I do when I get up in the morning and have my coffee is I download all the news and email and informational items that I want to read on my way to work. It takes me about half an hour to get to work. So I'm first going to establish a wireless internet connection to my home wireless network.
Wireless on. Scanning for networks. Babylon 5. Open network. Minus 63 dB. Connecting to Babylon 5. Connected to Babylon 5. Networks in range. Babylon 5. Open network. Minus 63 dB.
And Babylon 5 is the name of my wireless network here at home. The first thing I'm going to do
Applications
is
menu.
to check all of my RSS feeds.
4. 1 web
So
browser.
I'm going to open the
4.
RSS reader. And the downloading RSS feeds sort of takes two steps. First, you'll check for new feeds, and then the icon, after it's done checking for new feeds, will download and cache articles so you can read them when you don't have an internet connection available. And after it's downloaded feeds, you can also select podcasts to download. So
Feeds.
the RSS reader is up and ready now. So I'm just going to tell the icon to check all feeds.
RSS menu to update all feeds. Updating feeds. Feeds.
And we'll let the icon just sort of do that in the background. And I want to now go and grab all the latest issues of the newspapers that I'm subscribed to that are available from bookshare.org, because I might want to flip through those while I'm on the bus or waiting at the bus stop. So I'm going to open
Applications
the
menu.
newsstand now.
3, 2.
And you'll notice that I'm subscribed to, I think, five or six
Newsstand. Periodicals Denver Post subscribed.
periodicals, and it just opened to my list of periodicals, and I have Denver Post,
New York Times subscribed.
New York Times,
Rocky Mountain News subscribed.
Rocky Mountain News,
USA Today subscribed.
USA Today,
Wall Street Journal subscribed.
and Wall Street Journal.
Wall Street Journal
And
subscribed.
the little beep indicates that's the last one I'm subscribed to. So I want to check all of these and get all the new issues. So I'm going to tell the icon to download new issues.
Options. 3. Check for new issues. Logging into bookshare.org. Downloading new issues. Periodicals Wall Street Journal subscribed.
So now the icon is going off to bookshare.org and collecting all the new issues of all the periodicals that I am subscribed to. So I'm probably not going to read them right now, although I might sort of glance over them while I drink my coffee, but I want to download them so that when I'm on the bus and don't have an internet connection, I can flip through them and glance through them. The other thing,
Download complete. Periodicals Wall Street Journal subscribed.
and it's already done and downloaded them all. So I'll close the newsstand for now.
Applications menu.
What I was about to say is the other thing I like to do is I like to check my email and grab all my new messages because I might want to flip through those as well when I'm on the bus. So I'll open the email program
Applications menu. 4-1 web browser.
and we'll
3.
grab all of my new email.
Bitbox Guido Caroneri. Icon beta suggest.
I'm going to check my email now.
Email menu. 1 sending and receiving mail. Inbox. Guido Caroneri. Icon.
And I will ask it how many messages it's grabbing.
Guido Caroneri. Receiving message 14 of 36.
So
Satisfied 45-8.
I have 36 messages coming down here
Email.
that I can read once it's done, and the icon will make a little noise to indicate that it has done downloading all email. I'm going to open the icons, and we heard the little sound, so all my email is now downloaded, and I can read it later, so I'll close the email program too.
Status, 5:46 a.m., Tuesday, January 9th, 2007.
And that's our time and date, so my bus usually comes at in between 5 till and 6 o'clock, so I've got about 10 minutes left. The other thing I want to do before I take off is to check the weather, because we've had some pretty awful weather here in Colorado as of
Applications
late,
menu,
so I'm going to
4-1,
open up
go.
the web browser and take a look at one of my bookmarks. I have the Braille Underground, Braille Underground, the Braille Weather Underground page for our zip code bookmarked so that I can quickly just jump to it and read our weather forecast. The Weather Underground, as you know, gives you access to, I think, an international weather forecast based on zip code or city or country. And the Braille version of that page, braille.wunderground.com, is just sort of a stripped-down text-only interface. So the web browser is now opening here, and it defaults
Icon users manual, web browser.
to opening to the icon users manual web browser section. But I want to open the W Underground page, so I'll just
Options, 7,
quickly navigate to
W,
it.
W, Weather Underground Braille Page, Louisville, Colorado, 80,027, conditions and forecast.
Here we go.
Loading
I
page.
will open that and we'll take a look at the forecast
Loading.
to see how heavy a coat I need to wear today.
Weather Underground Braille Page, Louisville, forecast as of 5:02 a.m. MST on January 9th, 2007. Today, partly sunny with patchy fog in the morning, then clearing, highs in the upper 40s. Tonight, mostly clear in the evening, then becoming partly cloudy, 20s.
Well, that's not so bad. Yesterday it was blowing snow and, huge drifts. Apparently wind gusts yesterday had been up in the above 100 miles an hour down by where we live. So this ought to be okay. I don't need to take any drastic measures as far as what I need to wear today. So I'll close the browser for now.
Applications menu.
I'm going to go back to the RSS reader and see what our progress looks like to see if there's any new podcasts that I want to grab while I still have an internet connection. So I'll reopen
Four
the
one web browser.
RSS reader
Four
here.
RSS feeds.
And I'm going to arrow to podcasts and see what's
News.
here.
Podcasts. Adam Curry's Daily Source Code. No new articles. This Week in Tech, MP3 edition error colon documented declared as a SASB, but parsed. Focus on the family. One new articles. Line cool tech. Error colon unknown colon. The Mike Rosen Show. Updating feed. On the level pending feed update.
And it hasn't gotten all the way through the feed update process. But I did see a couple of podcasts had updates. I'm subscribed to Focus on the Family. There's also Twit has one that I actually didn't select to download. I saw that it updated yesterday and I didn't select to download, but I think I might want to listen to Twit. They have a new episode this week in tech. So I'm going
Line
to.
cool, focus on This Week in Tech, Twit 83, Access World marked for download.
And I've already got that marked for download. So even
This
though.
Week in Tech, MP3 edition error colon documented declared as a SASB, but parsed as unfaked.
Even though it's still downloading feeds, I'm going to have it go ahead and start downloading podcasts.
RS4 download podcasts, beginning downloads. This Week in Tech, MP3 edition error colon documented declared as.
That's just the feed actually downloaded, but it threw a warning to the RSS reader, which is what's being reported there. So I've got it downloading podcasts. It also should be downloading feeds and caching articles. So we'll just let it go ahead and do that in the background. I often like to also look at my schedule, and there's a couple ways I can do that on the icon. If I just want to see, what's my next appointment when I get to work and get going, what's my first appointment? I can do that by going to icon status menu and moving to the upcoming appointment field. So I'll just do that.
Status 5:51, battery stat, app call at 12:00 p.m. until 1:00 p.m.
And that said that my first appointment, my next appointment that is our weekly APH call where the Level Star and APH development teams have our meeting. So that's my next appointment. But if I wanted to see, what other appointments do I have? I happen to know I don't have any other things, but if I wanted to know, I can simply open Icons Planner and have a more detailed look.
Applicant 5:12.
And Icons Planner is opening.
Planner, Tuesday, January 9th, 2007. Three appointments this day. App call at 12:00 p.m. until 1:00 p.m.
Said I have three appointments. I have two standing appointments that I use that are recurring in my icon to tell me to get up and go to bed. It's put us on the next appointment, which is the APH call. If I use right arrow,
Go to bed at 10:00 p.m.
go to bed at 10:00 p.m. is the next one.
App call it. Get up at 5:00 a.m.
And I used left arrow to move back through the appointment. So there are three. There's get up at 5, APH call at noon, and go to bed at 10. So those are my three appointments for the day. So I'll close the planner for now.
Applications menu.
Obviously, the bus is here. Morning, Kelly. How are you?
So I'm going to flip through a few RSS articles here. Downloaded the episode of This Week in Tech that we wanted.
This Week in Tech, Adam Curry's Daily Source Code, both new articles.
I'm gonna switch to my list of RSS feeds. I'm now in the list of podcasts, but I'm gonna arrow back to the list of articles and see what we have.
Podcasts, news, general, CNN, four new articles. New attack reported in Somalia article cached. Lost jet. Deep sea probe underway article cached. Street bike rages in Baghdad article cached. Gators kill up bug eyes article cached.
So there are four articles from CNN, and the icon is saying article cached, which means that the article has been downloaded and we can read it even when we don't have an internet connection. So we'll flip through. We have a few other news sources, including the New York Times and USA Today.
CNN 4 new article, USA Today, 5 new articles. Building from the ground up article cached. Stomach flu rips through the nation article cached. Most say no to Iraq build up article cached. A big speech is a first step, follow up key article cached. USA Today, New York Times 4 new articles, the energy challenge, paying, doctors vault designers stance over thin models, Democrats split over Iraq approach article cached. U.S. sub and Japanese missile collide. Article cached.
So if I want to read that article, simply press select, and the icon will begin reading it.
Loading article. Cached article. Skip to article 314 day trial login region.
I'm going to skip through some of the header information here.
By Tom Shanker, January 9th, 2007, Washington. January 8th, an American nuclear-powered attack submarine has collided with a Japanese commercial vessel in the Arabian Sea. Official reports from the area said there were no injuries and only slight damage. The Pentagon spokesman said Monday night.
So, that's that article. I'll push cancel to close it. So that's an idea of how you can flip through and read RSS articles that have been downloaded for offline reading, which you can read even when you don't have an internet connection available. So we're waiting here for the, on the other side of the, on the Louisville side of the park and ride for the Conrad, Louisville Conrad. So I usually pull my icon out here. And, turn it on here, and it's a little bit loud because there's a lot of traffic noise here, but I think you'll be able to hear it okay.
Applications menu.
I usually like to take a quick look at my email while I'm standing here. I usually, depends on the, you know, the day, but I usually have about 10 minutes or so. So we'll just take a quick flip through my email. And of course, lots of spam.
Inbox. Variant top of OEM version. West.
More spam.
Deleted. Inbox. Rebecca Franco reinstall OEM with different.
More spam.
Star. Deleted. Inbox. Root log watch for www.
And a
start
automatic log. From
start. Deleted. Inbox. Guido Carogari. Icon beta suggestion to higher sync.
From my one of our servers, and it looks like my bus is here. Well, false alarm. Bus wasn't here. So I didn't have any new email, which is kind of depressing. It was all spam. Well, that takes care of that.
Applications menu.
Let's take a look at some of the newspapers that
Three,
we downloaded.
One
I'll flip through a few newspapers while we're waiting
Stand
for the bus.
Denver Post subscribed. Denver Post Monday 2007.
Here's today's issue of the Post.
Opening periodical. Navigation. Denver and the West. One subsections. F1 subsection. City desk. 26 subsections.
Let's see what articles are in City Desk.
High winds, grand cars and foothills gust up to 89 miles per hour, create whiteout conditions on roads, and many drivers are caught off guard between Golden and Boulder.
Oh yes, this is what I was talking about that happened to us all yesterday.
City Desk, high winds, grand cars and foothills gust up to 89 miles per hour, create whiteout conditions on roads, and many drivers are caught off guard between Golden and Boulder. High winds, grand cars and foothills gust up to 89 miles per hour, create whiteout conditions on roads, and many drivers are caught off guard between Golden and Boulder. By Kirk Mitchell, Denver Post staff writer, more than 100 people were stranded in cars between Golden and Boulder on Sunday night as winds gusted up to 89 miles per hour, making roads impassable, authorities say. The National Weather Service put out a high wind warning.
So I just stopped the reading. That's an article about the big windstorm we had. I guess it wasn't last night, but Sunday night, two nights ago.
Number. Navigation, high winds, strand cars and foothills. Schools get security boost. Black Canyon District, the Denver company donates a $350,000 surveillance system.
Just scrolling through some more articles in this section.
Vets obtains hotels, no rules for cleanup, while public safety experts focus on a display of art. Spontaneous fun pervades increasingly popular Mexican extravaganza. No further arrests in player case. Police continue to question Willie Clark regarding if snow is the area's most precious commodity. Parking spots made. City
Let's see what other sections we have.
Subsections. D. Two subsec. B. One. Business. 20 subsections. Features. Four subsections. A hairspray homecoming for Pearl Thomas Heritage High. UN. Musical set. Mule rocking in 2004. Visit by John Moore. Denver Post theme. Answering exercise. Diet woes. Trainer shares hot topics. Kettlebells from Russia with lug.
So, I don't know. I'm not real interested in any of these articles. Let's take a look at one. Let's take a look at another paper.
Features. Denver Post 1-8 periodicals. Denver Post subscribed. New York Times. Rocky Mountain News.
Let's see what the Rocky has. It's the other Denver paper.
Rocky Mountain News 1-8-2007.
Oh, my bus really is here this time. All right. Well, I'm finally now in the office, and I am going to wander in here to the kitchen and make yet another pot of coffee. Can you tell I'm addicted to the stuff? And I just thought I would yammer at you a little more as I do this. My icon just automatically shut off. And Philip is getting himself a drink as well. Couple things to mention about that set of recordings that's interesting, I think. Which is that the icon has a unique feature that I've never heard in any other recording device, which is a vibrating level indicator when you're doing recordings. So the idea is that when you're making recordings, you obviously have to set the recording level, which is, for those of you who aren't necessarily audiophile, that's how loud the sound is that's being recorded. And if you set the levels too loud, then sounds become distorted on your recordings. And so what you need is some way to know if the sound is distorted. And so the icon is the only recorder that I know of, and there may be others, but it's the only one that I know of, that gives you a vibrating alert when the sound becomes distorted or clips. So the idea is that it's very easy to make recordings in a loud environment. So you'll notice that, for example, at the bus stop where there was a lot of traffic or in a loud, noisy environment, it's possible to make good quality recordings that aren't distorted, because you can get, rather than some kind of trying to hear something through headphones or whatever, you can actually get a tactile indicator of whether the audio is clipping. And it makes it very easy to make pretty high quality recordings in noisy environments. One of the things I've always loved to make recordings, and I've always found it extremely hard in loud environments, like if you're recording at a sporting event, or in the case of a lot of traffic, to make good recordings, because you can't. It's not like you can plug in headphones and hear whether it's distorted, because it's loud around you. This is one of those things you think about and you say, wouldn't it be cool if you made a vibrating level indicator for a recorder?
And it's one of those things that you think about and then you make it happen, and it really works out pretty well. So that's how kind of some of the details of how we how I made these recordings. By the way, this entire podcast up to now was recorded on an icon. I used one icon to record another. And this is just with the built-in internal microphone. Now I'm going to give you some examples of what the icon sounds like with a set of stereo church audio microphones. These happen to come on a couple of tripods, so you could kind of set them up, you know, on a desk or something to record something. But you can also get church audio mics that clip to your shirt, or I think they even have some that are, you know, you mount to your head in some way. So I'm going to show you how these sound with the icon. Of course, the built-in microphone is mono, which is what we've been using thus far, but the icon also has a stereo microphone jack as well. And I have now walked up to the front of the office. My office is in back, and I have located the church audio mics, so I will plug them in and set them up and give you a sample here. So this is a recording made with the church audio microphones that I just mentioned. They're a stereo pair of microphones plugged into the icon's stereo microphone jack. I'm inside, I'm sitting at Michael's desk. Michael's our support guy, does a great job of support for us here at Level Star. So I'm sitting at his desk with the microphones sitting in front of me, plugged into the icon. So this is what they sound like inside. I'm going to pull them off the tripods. I'll go give you a little ambient noise. So I'll go record a little bit outside of the offices so you can hear what they sound like with some ambient noise. So now I'm standing outside the Level Star office, kind of in the front here. And I have no idea what that hum is, a whistle. You can probably hear the rain dripping off the roof, as well as that irritating. So I'm back in my office now on the church audio mics, and I'd like to give you a few final thoughts. My goal in producing this podcast was really to scratch the surface of what the Icon Mobile Manager can do for you. We've worked long and hard here at Level Star to bring Icon to fruition, and I'm so pleased to be able to bring it to you all. And for those of you who want to get in on the ground floor of this revolutionary new product, we're offering an early bird special. So we're giving you a few incentives to get in early. We're including an additional one-year hardware maintenance agreement, which is a $125 value. That's on top of the existing one-year hardware maintenance agreement. So it gives you a two-year hardware maintenance agreement. We're including a 1 GB mini SD card, which is a $55 value. And we're including an additional $50 off a Braille or QWERTY docking station when it becomes available. So the early bird special is a total value of $305. If you'd like more information or to place an order, you can visit our website at www.levelstar.com. The website also has a lot more information about the icon, as well as audio demos, if you want more details on how the various features of the icon work. You can also call us at 1-800-315-2305. We've also just launched a new podcast called On the Level. You can subscribe at Levelstar, LevelStar. .libsyn.com/RSS. Again, that podcast address is levelstar.libsyn.com/RSS. Thanks for listening. This podcast is powered by Libsyn. www.libsyn.com.